Here he comes, Mayor Chad Mashinsky, for his weekly visit. Joining me now. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Fresh from a trip to Winnipeg for the Grey Cup. How'd you like the Cup weekend?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, obviously the outcome was the best part. But the entire experience was great. Credit to Winnipeg, they did a really good job hosting everybody from across the country there. So it was very, very good.
Now, did you get to celebrate after the game, or were you whipping right back to Regina? How did you celebrate?
Yeah, I got a chance to celebrate that evening and see how much it meant to the team, for sure. So it was pretty awesome.
Mayor, did you have any takeaways from your trip to the Grey Cup in Winnipeg? See how they do it, what you liked, what you didn't like, and how you might use that to improve our hosting abilities in 2027.
Absolutely. I was definitely doing some reconnaissance for 2027. And I would say one thing that was clear is that us having our real district all in one place, and then the proximity to, the warehouse district, and then downtown, all of those venues and restaurants and that, to me, I see us having an advantage there of people in a close proximity, being able to experience, food, entertainment, everything that we can bring for the Grey Cup in 2027.
Makes it so much easier. Yeah, I heard a fair amount of complaints of smaller venue access there and not being able to get in. So I think we'll win in that regard there too. Hey, there's been a lot of chit-chatter yesterday following the Riders Grey Cup parade down Albert Street. Coach Mace dropping an F-bomb at the ledge there, and some people commented on the booze. The players had booze in their hands and stogies. I think it's a small fraction that was offended, but do you take offense to Coach Mace dropping the F-bomb and the boys holding beers in those Army trucks?
I would say I personally don't, and I would just say I think it is a significant achievement, and obviously those emotions of excitement would be running very high, and they're very proud of what they've done, and I think just all that raw emotion of a very a long season, a long year, all came to a head, and they were just proud. They were proud to celebrate with Rider Nation. So I think that's a small thing and a big victory for the province.
Mayor Chad Mashinsky, my guest. Let's move to some of the council decisions yesterday. More funding coming for warming spaces.
Yeah, absolutely. So yesterday I announced with Minister Jensen, we had we announced that we're going to get $800,000 extra funding for warming spaces. Now, that's not the solution to folks living on our streets and living unhoused. Affordable, stable, supportive housing is, but this is an immediate need. Going into winter, we need a safe place for those folks to go, and this helps us achieve a larger capacity of warming spaces for folks that may need it.
What about the encampments this winter? You talked a lot about a new framework that's been approved in this five-year plan to end homelessness. What's the new strategy now?
The new strategy is more about trying to connect and coordinate people getting to shelters, supportive housing, treatment spaces. It's less about the enforcement component and more about trying to connect folks with a safe place to go. And it's just a more compassionate approach in coordination with all the partners that are trying to help those folks that are living rough.
So try to connect people to services before moving to take down encampments?
Correct. Yes, that's right.
So what sort of discretion do you use in saying, okay, that encampment is allowed to develop there? What's a bad location compared to, or a good location?
Sure. It'll be a case-by-case scenario. I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be based on a number of factors and in consultation with all the folks in this, the service providers that are helping to coordinate that. But again, it's going to be, a combination and a look at what is the impact to that area, to any other services in that area, to, people living in that area. And then again, the focus is really just going to be trying to help people get to a safe place, or the services that they need as a first step, rather than a first step of simply dismantling an encampment.
Mayor, what stopped council from the idea of a designated encampment site?
Sorry, I missed that.
What stopped council from looking at a designated encampment site?
Mostly just the feedback from stakeholders. I know I've heard from a number of my colleagues across the country, actually, who some of which have tried that model, and it creates different different challenges. And I think the overall theme was, we're not trying to living, on the streets is a vulnerable place to be. It's not a safe place to be. So we're not, what we found, learning from others is that it's we would rather get people to a safe place and help, navigate those services rather than creating a space where, frankly, a dedicated space is potentially just a vulnerable space with more vulnerable people around it.
Okay, Mayor Chabashinsky, really quick, Vanier Cup this weekend. How important is this one?
Oh, it's great. I mean, having the Vanier Cup here in Regina is so exciting. And, it's exciting to host here in Regina. I'm excited that we have a Saskatchewan team in the Huskies playing, and it should be a great game.
Don't let the Rams hear, but are you cheering for the Huskies?
I'm gonna cheer. I did go to the U of S. I will admit, so I'll definitely have to cheer for the Huskies in this game.
Mayor Chabashinsky, thanks for stopping by.
Awesome, thanks for having me.
Hey, later tonight at the Rail Yard Saloon, the folks from Craven Country Thunder are going to make a big announcement as to what the lineup is for this next summer's Craven party. And joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980C Jammy Newsroom. Last couple of years, they've always had a rock act involved, too.
Nickelback.
Is there anyone you would love to see come as a rock act, or is that question too hard to answer?
Well, I mean, I really like Green Day. Now, I don't know if they would fit the bill exactly. But then again, you would have said a couple of years ago that Nickelback didn't really fit the bill for Country Thunder. But it seems like the last couple
or
of years
Def they've Leppard.
Changed. Exactly. Yeah. So who knows?
Yeah, last year, Def Leppard sold the most tickets, like on a single ticket basis. Most were sold for the Sunday. So hey, it's working, and I'll wait to see what they have to announce later tonight. Weather is just phenomenal. You don't need a snow shovel.
Not too bad for, what do we have here? Almost the end of November. I was kind of surprised about that. And it's usually the time of year, right? Remembrance Day. I can always remember what it's like outside because we're usually, outside at the Cenotaph. And this year, not too bad. And here we are, more than a week later, still, at least here in Regina, no snow. I know other parts of the province, obviously, yesterday had a bit of snow north of Saskatoon and in Saskatoon.
Snow-free on the weekend here, all of it. Okay, lots of crime here this morning to catch you up on. Go.
Yeah, so a couple big cases. We're talking about Chris Fahlman. He's back in court in Weyburn today. They had a bail hearing yesterday, but nothing came of that, so he'll be back in court today. We can't give you the details, by the way, of what happened on bail hearings. Publication ban, that's standard. We'll be able to tell you the outcome, if he's released or not, eventually, whenever that decision comes through. Misha Pavlik, the murder case is back in court again today. Now, the man who was convicted, remember, by the jury last week of second-degree murder, that matter's back in court. They're talking about sentencing, so they're going to be starting to go through that process, and it could be it could take more than a day, for example, because remember, he was under 18 at the time of Misha Pavlik's killing in 2006. And so I think the Crown now is going to argue for an adult sentence. So we'll see how that process works out. So a couple of the big crime stories that we're following in news this morning.
Well, and then that really bizarre one where former Olympian.
Yeah, Ryan Wedding.
That one's crazy.
Ryan Wedding is what the FBI describes as a Pablo Escobar-like drug kingpin. He competed for Canada previously, I believe it was in the 2002 Winter Olympics, I think. And but anyway, there's a picture of him. And now they're calling it Operation Giant Slalom. They're trying to track him down. He's believed to be hiding in Mexico under the protection of another drug cartel, the Sinaloa drug cartel. So this is a weird, weird story where he's one of the most wanted fugitives now on the FBI's list.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJM Newsroom. It's 6:58. Yes, after celebrating over the last few days, it was finally time to move out of the old locker room at Mosaic Stadium for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. A day the club cleans out their lockers, say goodbye to their brothers as they all move on for the offseason. And there's no guarantee next season who or if there's any free agents we might lose here, because there are a number of top names. I imagine most will return. In fact, as our CJME writer reporter Britton Gray found out, many want to be back. He asked that to Jermarcus Hardrick.
Is this the place you want to be back?
I do. I want to be back. Want to do it again. Love you guys. Love coming to work. Love seeing you guys. Wish we can do it again. Let's go earn it.
Joining me now, Britton Gray. He loves you, Britton. How about that? That is nice that the connection you have with the players is you're part of the reason they want to be back.
Well, all season, that was kind of their mindset towards the media, was that they realized the job we have to do. We had no issues dealing with this team, which made it really easy to kind of share the stories, do our jobs. And Jermarcus Hardrick always said, and other players always said, it involves everyone, the fans, the team, even the media. We all have a role to play in what they wanted to accomplish this past season.
Well, take us into the locker room there yesterday. What's it like? Are they a little tired from all the celebrating, or are they still amped up? What was the feeling there?
Probably a little tired, though. It was weird because it's kind of still a sad day because this is the last day this team is going to be together. But at the same time, it's a little happier than other garbage bag days, right? Because they did accomplish their goals. They did. They're the only team that can say that they set out to do what they did. And so it was interesting. I asked that to a bunch of players. It's, how does this feel different to other garbage bag days? And all of them said it. I expected it to feel happier, but it's still a sad day.
Yeah, and there's such a tight-knit group, this club here, too. It's probably one of the reasons they won as well, too. Now, of course, everyone's talking about Trevor Harris, the quarterback, and there was a number of things that was he said in the locker room, but this one, I just want to play a little and get your reaction here. This one kind of, to me, confirms that he wants to be back and he should be back.
I'd be shocked if I turn around and say, like, it's a wrap. But maybe I wouldn't be shocked. I don't know. just because I don't want to put any pressure on it. But I think I'd be shocked. I'd take that back again.
All right, Britton. We've kind of heard the coach already this week say, hey, we'll have him back. And is it just a matter, do you think, he's got to sit, talk to the family and say, you guys cool with this one more year or what?
Yeah, I think so. Just to have that discussion with the family. It was funny earlier in that media avail. Trevor Harris said, he's like, am I supposed to feel different? He's like, am I not playing well? Why do people keep asking me these questions about it? It's kind of, you know, he's just at that age where you ask the question, but he kind of had a good laugh at that, how he said, he's like, do I look old? Like, why do people keep asking me if I'm done? But I would say it leads more and more to him coming back, obviously. He's at that point where you just have those conversations, but for him, it sounds like it's going to be a fairly easy decision for him.
Okay, and there's a fairly large list of free agent potentials here. You think we'll get most of them back?
I do. Just with the way this locker was so tight-knit, especially if you win, it helps kind of building that culture. But, I mean, it's going to be interesting, right? Especially when we look at some of this receiver depth. Joe Robustelli, he could start on a bunch of other teams, right? And maybe that goes there. A.J. Allen became one of the best defenders in the entire CFL, and so he'll be due for a pay raise. And Corey Mace has said he knows that. He knows these are guys' livelihoods. They have to respect that. They can't lose sight of that. They're going to try their best to bring back as many players as they can, but you never know come free agency where people just slightly disagree on what contracts they should have.
Okay, well, they're getting a break. Are you getting a break yet? You've been going pretty hard all last week in Winnipeg. This week, are you done now? You get some time off?
I get a couple days, then right back at it for the Vanier Cup. That's right here.
Of course. Yeah, that's going to be fun, huh? The Huskies making the trek here. And I just heard Mayor Bashinsky. He was just on the show. He went to U of S. He's cheering for him. So it'll be curious to see how many fans cheer for Montreal, given the dislike now that the Rams are out of it. But we'll get your coverage this weekend, Britton. Thanks for always being on the show.
Not a problem.
Joining me now, Evan Bray, star of the Evan Bray Show, who there was a few of your listeners yesterday who were really upset that Coach Mace dropped an F-bomb at the ledge. And Coach Mace addressed that later at the locker room and just said, I thought it was pretty PG. Mm-hmm. He I don't think the coach owes any apology whatsoever. I'm just like,
he gave one, though.
He did.
He did give one yesterday, but I agree with you. Like, I think it was overblown.
Yeah. Totally. Like, honestly, you cannot go to a sporting event and not hear someone in the fans with you, fans, fans in the crowd. Have you been to Mosaic Stadium and heard the swearing from fans sitting next to you?
You could even go outside of that, just social media in general. I mean, I didn't spend an hour talking about John Schneider when the Jays were making their run, and he went on national TV.
Exactly.
And dropped
we didn't get a single text of, there was joy they were doing so well.
You know what? We, Saskatchewan Rough Rider fans, we take this so personally, right? We do. And in many ways, that's the beauty of this team. That's the beauty of this province. And so, you know, I don't want to knock and lose that for sure, but I do think this one is. I said it yesterday. I said, I guess I'm not a good barometer because I was not the least offended.
I hate when people say, well, they got to be role models. Connor McDavid is my favorite hockey player right now, and he swears. He's my favorite player. Yeah. I don't hold him to a standard. I don't hold you to a standard, Evan Brady.
Well, you should.
I'm just saying, you parent the way you parent. Yeah. If your kid heard an F-bomb like that, many of those little ones probably looked up and said, oh, mom, dad, he swears like you. I don't know. It's just too much.
Yeah.
It's too much for me. Oh, I'm sorry, Dave.
Well, I do have Corey Mace on the show. I don't know if you know that, but I do have the coach just kicking off our show today at 8:30. So honestly, this is not going to be the center of my conversation with him. I mean, maybe it'll come up, but at the end of the day, I mean, gosh, this guy in 2 years has not only turned around the performance of the team, but I would say the culture of the club. And so I just think there's been some miraculous things. How about, did you catch Luke Wilson? He does his podcast, Film Never Lies.
Yep.
He had Marshawn Lynch on there. Did you catch
that? I did. I saw that, yes.
And Marshawn said Corey Mace is his favorite Canadian. He says that guy's a different breed. And then he also said, like literally the day before the Grey Cup game, Corey Mace called him. He missed the call from Corey Mace.
Yeah.
I know it's none of my business, but I want to know. What were you, was he calling just to say you should be watching this game? We're about to win the Grey Cup? Or?
Well, that's the other thing I want to know. Here's what I want to know about. Can you ask these questions? Who are some of the most famous people in his cell phone?
Yeah.
Because clearly he's got a few.
Yeah.
What's his favorite stogie? And that's what you should be interested in, you know? Like, what's a good stogie to him? Yeah. And I don't know. That'll be a fun one. Looking forward to it. I just want to hang out with him. Frank, our producer, said, I am more of a fan of the Saskatchewan Roughriders because of Corey
Mace.
We've
been pulling Frank along the road here for quite some time. He tries to tell us he's an Argos fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if he was dropped as a child. I'm not sure what's happened to Frank, but we're getting him. I mean, I think I'm going to see him in green yet. I know that.
Certainly dropped. Okay, who else you got on the show today?
Well, we got a big show today. So, you know, Greg, we often will talk about the equalization payment structure in Canada being unfair for Saskatchewan, because of course we send millions of dollars to equalize the payments out across Canada. There are some people that are saying, you know what, you don't have to look outside, you can look inside and see we're not getting enough money. People complain about the royalty structure, so how much money the province gets out of royalties from things like potash and uranium. So we've got a guest on, an economist on, to talk about that. And then we have a response from the provincial government on how that structure is set. And we'll give some time for people to weigh in on that. Also, I heard Jody Bray on your show this morning.
Yeah.
Talking about Vanier.
Do you know her?
I've heard of her. It sounds cute. She's going to be on my show as well. Jody, my wife, is chair of the Vanier Cup, which of course is in Regina on Saturday. U of S Huskies are in that game. So it's going to be exciting to have a hometown, home province team in there. I realize the Rams are probably not happy about that, but nonetheless, great to have a Saskatchewan team in the Vanier Cup, and that's coming up on Saturday, so we'll talk about that.
All right, the Jody Bray Show coming up later on here.
The Jody Bray joins the Evan Bray Show.
After returning at 8:30. Thanks, Evan.